Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
On February 14, 2018, staff and students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School had just been through 5 minutes of hell as 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz had entered the 1200 block and opened fire, killing and injuring anyone who crossed his path. Security personnel had reported the active shooter from their positions of safety away from the shooting scene.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions.
Police found 27 corpses.
Australia's worst serial killer.
Even though I didn't want to get in the car, I had to.
With Amanda Howard and Robert McKnight.
Hello there. Welcome to Monsters Who Murder, Serial Killer Confessions. I'm Rob McKnight, joined as always by the lovely Amanda Howard. She's a criminologist, true crime author, and she's also the serial killer whisperer. Hello, Amanda.
Hello, Robert. How are you going this week?
I'm all right. A bit tough looking back at last week. We watched a shooting unfold and there are lots of questions to be raised about the actions of those who were there to protect students. But this week we're going to go into the manifesto of the man behind the shooting.
Yes, we are. And it's I mean, we call it a manifesto purely because others have put together a clear and concise plan and what their ideals are. His isn't as coherent as that, but it's still something that we need to look at.
So how have we come to this? It's all been through searches on his phone?
Yeah, it's about what he was looking through, what he was actually searching, and just how he came to decide on that's the school, and it was actually going to be a school shooting rather than, you know, a mall shooting or anything else.
Mm-hmm. All right. Before we go to that, let's pick up where we left on the last episode, because the shooting in 1200 block had stopped. Cruz dumped his guns and had run from the building. Now, as I mentioned in the last episode, he was mixing in with the fleeing students. He had easily slipped away because he just became another student. We now begin this week with notes and recordings made by Cruz prior to the massacre. In November 2017, this is 3 months before the shooting, Cruz had begun searching online for videos regarding shootings. He had searched for shooting people massacre, rape caught on video, armed robber gets shot by every customer. Amanda, there's a lot to go through there.
There is, and, you know, like I sort of joked about last episode, and I probably shouldn't have, but people who listen to true crime and things like that have probably looked up similar things like this. I've seen every school shooting that has film. I've seen mall attacks from all across the globe. I've watched bombings, you know, Boston and Mumbai, and it's showing, though, that this guy has forethought, that he's actually looking for specific things because that's what he wants to go and do. You know, it's still just sort of starting to come together in his brain. He's not quite sure what he wants to do, but as you can see, he wants to shoot people, and that's the most important part to get out of that.
What about the rape caught on video? Let's have a look at that graphic again. These are his searches. Yeah. So we saw on November 14, 2017, people shooting people massacre. Then the day after, rape caught on video. Shooting is bad enough, but to throw the rape on there is very disturbing.
Yes, it would be interesting, actually, and something probably I should have looked into was what had happened around there to see if there was a news item or something that he wanted to see if he could find, or if this was just a kink that he was looking at. So I can't be sure, but I'm pretty sure that it is just something that he was looking at to sort of get him into that mindset.
Okay. Also found on his phone were photos of him in army fatigues and holding several rifles. Please note that there is an image of a dead animal in these photos if you're looking at the video feed, so be careful of that. Amanda, what do we learn from this? We've got camo khakis, dead animals. Is he a hunter?
He's looking like one. Kind of, yeah. I mean, he's got the army fatigues on and camo, and he's shot, I think that's a raccoon. But it's like, yeah, it's proving that he can kill. It's proving that he can take a life, you know, and this is how they go. They have to see if they can do this. So they start with something small. You know, we talk about serial killers going through their earlier stages, that you know, the serial killer triad of killing small animals and starting fires and bedwetting and all of that. Well, we're seeing that here, that he's thinking, I want to kill people, but, you know, can I do it? And so let's go and see what I can do by shooting at defenseless animals. And though I think raccoons are pests, I think, I still think they're cute, but he decided that that's where he was going to start, by killing furry animals.
We just saw the next page of photos, Amanda, and there, as we get closer to the end of the year. And so what are we seeing here? We're seeing a lot of guns. He's in research mode,
yes, presumably. well, he is, and he's looking up images that sort of suggest to us that, you know, he's looking for the biggest bang for the buck. He's looking for images that excites him. And, you know, the fact that he has taken two images of people in the army or any of the armed services, we're seeing that he's seeing this as a heroic thing, that what he wants to do in shooting people, because he's not looking at pictures of like Scarface, you know, the Al Pacino film. He's looking at people at war doing this. So it sort of shows us that that's what he's thinking is happening here. This is about a war that he wants to undertake himself. And so that's where he starts. He starts with, you know, guns, and then we go that he starts looking at how to shoot and how to make sure that you have a good trigger finger, which is actually quite important in other things that he says, you know, because I'm sure that he would have gone in with, you know, like that sideways gun thing, which would actually snap your wrist if you actually shot like that, you know, but he's looking at how to have, you know, a light touch of his trigger finger. It's just amazing that he's doing this much research and going through so many clips of people firing various weapons to see which one he wants to buy.
And when you look at that graphic, it is interesting how he's researching, because what we see is that on his phone, he's got pictures of rifles and people going through that. Then he's going to YouTube to see videos, and then he's looking, as you said, for how to fire and have the trigger finger on Instagram. So he's certainly making use of all the social media platforms to do the research.
Yeah, and that's actually quite interesting, because most of us would just go to Google and things like that, but he's actually going to these actual platforms. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't think to look up trigger finger on Instagram. It's not where I would have thought to go. We're old. I think that's what it comes down to. We're really, really old. But it's interesting that, like, that these graphics are there, and that's fine. You know, I actually studied these quite well and actually looked up most of the clips that he had gone through. And so, yeah, the CIA is watching my computer anyway. I know that. it's no word of a lie that the things I've looked at that they know. But he's going
Hang on.
To this.
Is Monsters Who Murder just your cover story? This podcast? Is it also and your true crime books? Is it also you can just say, I'm researching?
Exactly. That's all it is, I promise. It's probably,
I figured,
you know,
it out.
The $50,000 degree and everything's got nothing to do with it.
Okay. Good to know. Then, you know, he then turns to racially motivated images. Look, we've chosen not to show them here, but he also has videos using knives. Then he looks at how to commit suicide, Amanda.
Yeah, and this is like a joke thing, you know, directions on how to commit suicide. And this clip says, Rippy the Razor says it's down the block, not across the street. Do you know how long it took my brain to actually work out what they were saying? This is about that you slit your wrist by going down the arm rather than across, which
across
is
the wrists,
it
yeah.
really makes no difference. Yeah, it really makes absolutely no difference.
And another one on Instagram, it's I noticed just, he got that on Instagram.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, and this is his research. You know, I think this is why the world's failing us, is because when you do research, you look for infographics on Instagram. I think that could be part of the problem. We are so old. But, you know, but the fact that he's looking at cutting his wrists, that's a really interesting thing. He's not looking at, is it going to hurt when the cops shoot me dead?
Yeah, that's interesting.
So,
I mean, yeah, there's another issue here that images like the one we just saw are available on Instagram. I mean, I'm horrified by that. How is that allowed on Instagram?
Oh, honey, if you've seen some of the stuff I've seen on most of these sites, there, you know, the whole thing about YouTube not paying people because it's not advertiser friendly. Some of the stuff that I've watched on YouTube that you can find if you know what to look for, that's mild compared to some of the stuff
I've seen. They claim to be family friendly. I mean, I'd rather have nudity on these platforms than stuff like that.
On Twitter, I saw a man gut some sort of gerbil looking thing and use it as a condom. Like, I mean, that was on Twitter. I didn't want to see
you
it.
You have a very different timeline to me, because I do not see that stuff on my timeline.
Do you understand why I'm not on Twitter all that often?
You need to be more discerning about who you follow. I have never seen anything like that on my Twitter feed.
I can send it to you if you want. It's horrifying. I don't like animal cruelty. I don't.
And I'm fine.
But it just shows you what is out there, that this infographic of a cartoon guy telling you to slit your wrist that way, not that way, is mild compared to what's out there. But that's the thing. It's out there, and it's something that, you know, we – regardless of how we think that we're going to sanitize this, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Well, that's certainly true. Look, let's move to December, because Cruz writes several notes on his phone. It reads, control your breathing and trigger pull. You're the one who sights in the rifle for yourself. Adjust the scope to your shooting ability. Keep that adjustment every time. You have to shoot to yourself, only to oneself. My trigger squeeze is my one ability. Same thing every time. So, Amanda, he's certainly trying to get the full range of everything he needs. This is not a spur-of-the-moment decision. As we said, this is 3 months out, 2 to 3 months out now. He is planning for this attack.
Oh, yeah. So he doesn't know quite yet what he's going to do, but he's definitely going to shoot a lot of people. And so, you know, he's writing down notes from some of these clips that he has watched to sort of, you know, make sure that he sort of keeps it together, that, you know, don't try and go and be Rambo when you can't shoot a gun like Rambo. This is about doing it as his ability allows him, which is why he goes and practices. That's why we have those images of him in his camo gear with his guns, you know, because he's practicing and he's researching and he's fulfilling the fantasy that he's actually going through day after day after day. This isn't just it's Thursday afternoon, I'm bored, what can I look up? This is about every moment of his being. This is what he's thinking about. And so he's, you know, he's looking at things that are going to approve of what he's doing. And so that's why he's writing down these notes. It's as if these people are giving him tips on how to be a school shooter, whereas they're just talking about, this is how you fire a gun because I'm a gun expert.
Yeah. Well, let's go to his note on January 20, 2018, because this note says, basketball court full of targets, still thinking about ways to kill people. So this is not ambiguous. He is looking for ways to kill people, Amanda.
Yep, so he's now looking at targets. So now he's thinking about, you know, school shooting, you know, basketball courts. You know, he's obviously just walked past one and there's kids on the courts, even though it's January, so it might have been quite cool, though it is in Miami. But he's thinking about where he's going to take these people out and how he can preserve his own life. But, you know, this is something different. So is he thinking, I need to be wonderful and different to others by not being a school shooter, by looking at, you know, a local park and taking out the kids that are playing on the courts?
You just said he cares about his life, but he just looked up suicide.
Yeah, but look at what he looked up for suicide.
Yeah.
That was that's vague bullshit. That's, you know, as we said, that's a cartoon infographic. He should have been looking at, does it hurt to get shot by cops?
Okay. The following day, January 21, Cruz makes another note. He says, my life is a mess. I don't know what to do anymore. Every day I get more agitated at everyone because my life is unfair. Everything and everyone is happy except for me. I want to kill people, but I don't know how I can do it. Walk to a park, get someone to pick me up, just don't know anymore, but it will happen soon. Okay, this is escalating now, Amanda. So he is going from the thought of an idea, an idea that he may never act on, to he's getting agitated.
Yeah, so this is what we see with this flip-flopping of ideas and thoughts, and, you know, that they want to sort of do it now, but he knows that by doing it now, he's not prepared, he's not ready to do it, you know, but he's trying to convince himself that he needs to do this because he is not feeling like he fits in. You know, we've done like Elliot Rodgers, who was the same. I'm attractive, I've got a nice car, I have nice sunglasses, why don't people love me? This is what Cruz is doing here. He's saying, you know, everyone pisses me off, I don't want to be here, I want to be out there shooting people because they have a good life and I don't, and everything's unfair. That's what they think, that life's unfair, so they're going to get back at people by killing them.
What kind of life did he have?
Well, we will go into that, I promise.
Oh, but, I'm jumping the gun, am I?
He had a mixed life.
Always jumping the gun.
You are. That's okay. It means that my research is going the right way to take you all of this, because we actually have looked at his family a bit briefly, especially his stepbrother, who is a person of colour, that is also arrested with him when he, not with him, but on the same day after the shooting had happened. And we actually see the two boys actually talk, men, I should say, because they are overage. And it's interesting how their dynamic works. So it's really important, but we will get to that as part of the interrogation, because that's important there.
Well, that's also interesting because of the racially motivated stuff that he looked into. So I look forward in a weird way to seeing that. Look.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Let's return to his notes, because that same afternoon, Cruz spends time looking into other mass shootings and takes a screenshot from the 2012 Aurora cinema shootings by James Holmes. Now, this screenshot reads, Holmes went to his car, which he had parked near the exit door, changed into protective clothing and retrieved his guns. About 30 minutes into the movie, police say, around 12:30 a.m., he re-entered the theatre through the exit door. Holmes was dressed in black and wore a gas mask, a loaded bearing vest, a ballistic helmet, bullet-resistant leggings, a bullet-resistant throat protector, a groin protector, and tactical gloves. He was listening to techno music through a set of headphones so that he could not hear anything from people in the theatre. Initially, few in the audience considered Holmes to be a threat. Some witnesses thought he was wearing a costume, like other audience members who had dressed up for the screening. So, Amanda, he's researching now into other shootings.
Yes, so this is like a definite yes, it is now going to be a mass shooting. And the James Holmes one is quite interesting, because James Holmes, as we read just there, and that's the screenshot he took, was wearing all that protective gear. James Holmes wanted to live through the shooting. And now we know that Nicholas Cruz is also thinking the same thing. He wants to live, he wants to not die, but he wants to cause a lot of hurt to everyone else because his life is unfair.
I'm intrigued to know whether he planned a way to get out by joining the other students, but presumably he should have been in a balaclava or something if he didn't want to be identified. But we'll obviously have a look at that when he's arrested. Because on January 23, 2018, a mass school shooting occurred at Marshall County High School. Now, this was in Benton, Kentucky. Gabriel Ross Parker killed two and injured 14 others. Shortly after this, Cruz began researching the massacre as well as the Columbine shooting. So, Amanda, again, he's definitely looking at a school as being his location.
Yeah, there's no doubt now. He wants to do a school shooting, and so this sort of inspired him. So this was only a few weeks before he actually goes and becomes a school shooter. But he's looking at the cases. I mean, everyone looks up Columbine. I don't think there's a person in this world that hasn't looked at the Columbine case because it is so famous. So it wasn't actually meant to be a school shooting, which I will say every episode that we have to talk about it. But the Marshall County School, this was him like saying, well, wow, you know, all of this press, everything's going on. You know, he only killed two people, though there was others that were injured. You know, I can do better than that. It's now like, okay, well, you know, this is what I'll get if I only kill two. So imagine what they're going to do for me like Columbine when I kill 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 people. You know, it's going to be absolutely amazing and I'm going to be famous and I'm going to survive because I know what James Holmes did and so I'm going to try and do something similar. Not that he does, but it just sort of puts it out there.
Yeah. So we now know that he is looking at for schools, and on February 2, Cruz actually began researching Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. So he started researching the school and he got a copy of the schedule for the high school, and this allowed him to know where and when students would be so he could presumably, Amanda, get the most damage.
Yeah, I mean, he was an ex-student, but he wanted to make sure the times were the same, you know, when people were going to be in the 1200 block, because that was like the easiest one to access back out to the streets if he wanted to, because the car park was just there, the football field was just there. So he was now just making sure what was going to be the best time to do this, and this is what he's going to do. It's definitely going to be the school. He's going to know some of these people, like he knew Chris McKenna that he saw in the the stairwell that we saw last episode. He's going to be able to kill a lot of people that he knew, as well as others that he has no idea about. These people don't know about him. They don't know about his life. They don't care about his life. And that's his problem, is that people don't care about him, that he's not so wonderful. So he now thinks that this is what he's going to do. And the research now, looking to see when the kids are going to be, you know, between classes, what's going to happen. So they're all there. So he can just sort of, you know, just pick them off.
Yeah. And for motivation, he picked a song. Probably not a song you'd immediately think of. You know that one, Pumped Up Kicks? This was the song he picked that he played incessantly over and over and over again. Let's have a listen. Okay, Amanda, let's go through why this must have been his Get Into It song, because let me take you through some of the lyrics. Robert's got a quick hand. He'll look around the room, but he won't tell you he's planned. He's found a six-shooter gun in his dad's closet and with a box full of fun things. I don't even know what, but he's coming for you. Yeah, he's coming for you. Then we go into the chorus. All the other kids with the pumped-up kicks, you better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped-up kicks, you better run faster than my bullet. I've waited for a long time, yeah. The slide of my hand is now a quick pull trigger. Do you know what? I've heard this song so many times and I've always thought of it just as a fun little song. I never actually listened to the lyrics, I've got to say. When you listen to the lyrics, they're pretty scary and you can understand why he's associating with this.
Yeah, I mean, that song's now been playing in my brain for about 6 weeks now, and I don't like it and didn't before. But yeah, I never knew the words. I knew it was Pumped Up Kicks, and I think they're shoes or something. I have no idea what a pumped up kick is. and people will tell me, I'm sure. I will know by the end of this episode being released. But it's amazing, one, that people actually write songs like this. You think that you wouldn't. And I know that the singer, I was actually going to contact him and just ask them about the song, but then I found that thousands of people had done that, and they do want to retire the song purely because of this case. You know, but it comes to that argument that we have about, you know, did this inspire him, you know, we have songs like I Don't Like Mondays, which was about another school shooter, and you know, and people get inspired by things, you know, first person shooter games and stuff like that, you know. And I'm on the fence because I believe that some people will watch a film and they want to be one person, like, you know, Silence of the Lambs is always the one that I come to. I watched Silence of the Lambs and I wanted to be Clarice Starling. Other people would watch Silence of the Lambs and want to be Hannibal Lecter. And we have to remember that it's not that episode, but it's not that film, but it's about, it puts that little extra bit in there that they go, I can do that.
No, I think this is it the doesn't biggest make load sense. Of it's, bullshit no, that's it's been a piece. Peddled by politicians no. since time in memoriam.
No. I did a whole research paper on it. The millions and millions and millions of game shooter games that are sold. Absolutely. It does not cause people to become killers. But if someone wants to be a killer, he's going to sit and play that game to try and get better, get that shooter tactic. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. People watch films and I would be Clarice Starling, someone wants to be a game collector.
Is not causing this, right?
No,
the film
and
the game is not causing someone to be violent. It's not causing them to become a killer. What it's doing is tapping into their desire for those things. So that I completely agree with. And they're using the one shooter game. Go on.
But I know that in EDs around the country, in the waiting room, they have to make sure that certain things are playing on the TVs, because there's been times when things like Jerry Springer have played and the waiting room can kick off. It can affect people.
We talk about censoring the world because some people because it can trigger people. Anything can trigger someone.
Absolutely.
A good-looking
100%.
Girl walking past this guy could have been all the trigger he need, because he might have thought, I will never get her. Do we ban good-looking women?
Well, we'll get to that too.
Right?
That's another piece. But it's all pieces. I'm not saying that because he liked this song called Pumped Up Kicks, he'd become a school shooter.
Correct.
This is just part. Okay. This is a piece. This is why this is going to be like a 10-episode season or so. I have no idea yet. I'm still writing it, and this song still plays in my head. It's about all these little tiny pieces, because every, like, human nature isn't all neatly packaged, but it's how we put these pieces together. We saw him, you know, buying the guns, learning how to use his trigger finger, learning how to shoot animals, wearing the fatigues, picking.
And that's not because he heard a song. He was drawn to this song because that's what he had in him.
Yeah, because he wasn't playing Eye of the Tiger, which would have been my song. But that's just something different. But
no, mine would be Taylor Swift. You got to kill them all.
It's the word.
Kill them all. No?
Okay, I don't know that song.
Instead of Shake It Off, I was trying to sing.
Oh, okay.
Shake It Off. You got to kill them all.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
My humour is wasted on you.
But it is. It always is. But mine isn't on you.
Because you're not laughing at my humour, that's a trigger. I'll have to kill you now.
Come at me, boy. I think I've done my research. They won't find your body. I know people.
Oh, geez. All right. Let's move on to the serious stuff again, because on February 5, a little before 1 a.m., he actually pens a message about his ex-girlfriend. The first message reads, and it's the one in the middle of this image, I'm in love with you, redacted. Her name has been taken out. My love, you have been the sweetest, gentle being of my heart. I love you. Please be with me in the afterlife, my dearest sweetheart. Smiley emoji. I will always dream about you, even if I do stupid things. You're nothing but living my life. Can't stand a day without you. I wish for you to be my will. Everything I leave behind belongs to you and my brother. The half of my cash goes to you and my brother. A second one at 2:45 reads, my love towards her grows. Without her, I am nothing. All this madness inside is about to burst. Without her, I have nothing. I wish I could love. I wish we could live. But at the end, to her, it's probably nothing. But that's okay, because I love her. I love you, my angel, redacted. If I don't die, please see me. It will bring happiness to me. I want to love. I want to be in love with you forever and ever with no end in sight. We then have a smiley emoji again. Even if I'm raped to death, you will always be on my mind. That shows how much my love is for you. I see you not as a person, but a soul lover, a love that will never be broken. He writes another moments later and it reads, as my hatred grows, my love grows towards one person, my dear love. Amanda, that's some fun messaging.
Yeah, and it's interesting how he does that hatred and love. You know, he talks about being raped to death. In other words,
again,
after
raping.
He has decided that he's going to kill. Yep. He's got a bit of a infatuation with that, I guess. You know, but it's about that he loves his person, and so this is the sacrifice that he will make for her. He's not shooting people because of her. He's shooting people because he thinks his life sucks. Yes, it may be because they broke up, but you know, that's not on her. That's not about her. That's not what's happening here. You know, but he's like, oh, well, please come and see me in jail after I've shot all of our friends. You know, he's just so convinced that he needs to do this and he needs to prove himself by doing the only thing that he's probably going to be kind of good at, because he sucks at everything else and he blames everyone else for how he is feeling.
Mm. Well, between February 9 and 13, he is incessantly looking at various topics such as Columbine, AK-47 shooting, police shooting videos, the 2005 Red Lake shootings, how the AR-15 is a mass shooter's weapon of choice, Virginia Tech massacre, therapist for homicidal thoughts. Presumably, we see lots of pornography there. The various websites on rifle scopes, Japanese anime, videos on depicting people defending themselves with guns, banking, videos on ghosts, poltergeists, Uber, Gmail. But let's have a look at the other side of that, Amanda, because his search phrases are quite interesting if we bring that graphic up again, because we see things like little teen porn, which is meant to be porn, so little teen porn, how to use a compass, therapist for homicidal, best AR-15 sites, which I mentioned, how to get into a relationship, how to get a girlfriend, how not to be afraid of the girl you like, recluse, although he spelt that wrong, he wrote recluse instead of recluse, grand theft and water tube.
Water tube's got me, I'm sorry. But it's interesting that they
you
kept
gotta have
that
a hobby.
In and they kept in banking, you know, but...
Maybe it wasn't with a B. Maybe he mistyped that one too.
What a tube. There's no
Wanking.
Sort of. I know there's like red tube or water tube. Oh, maybe. Well, it's like the gerbil thing I saw. That was.
Sorry, I meant with the banking.
I
he mistyped and was typing wanking.
Yep. Oh. I'm sorry.
I mean, I give you this comedy gold.
I'm still stuck in the water tube. Yeah, I know you do. But everyone else is laughing.
Gold.
It's good. It's just. Yeah. No, it's just me. Everyone loves your jokes. It's just me. because I'm in serial killer mode. I'm doing active shooter mode. My brain is there. My brain's not on the wacky world of Robert McKnight. So.
And why not?
It should be.
Everyone should be on the wacky world of Robert McKnight. My OnlyFans page is coming soon. All right. back to serious. Because he also took photos of animals that he had killed, and Amanda, it did seem like he was really honing in on his skills.
Yeah, he was taking out a lot of small animals, so things like those big water lizard-looking things that they have that fall onto people's cars. There's a TV show I watched that had that in, and more raccoons and things like that. So he was doing this just purely so he could make sure he was shooting, that he was, not excited, that he can just go, yeah, I can do this. I've done this 100 times before because I've killed a whole stack of pests in bushland behind his house. I don't know where he went shooting, but it's about him now just sort of working out that he can do this. It's now training. I mean, we're up to the days leading up to the shooting, so he's now deciding this is what he wants to do, and now it's just sort of practice. So he's basically writing his last will and testimony, where he's saying that his cash is going to go to his brother and his ex-girlfriend, and he's doing all of this YouTube clips and things like that he's watching, and just exciting himself into what he wants to do. I'd love to know what they didn't put in, seeing that they put banking in. As you said, it was probably wanking. It might have been spanking, but
no, there were multiple pages of banking. Because we've shown two of those dates. Let's pull up the third date just to quickly go through it. So this is February 10 to February 11. Videos made by VT Shooter, Columbine Documentaries, AK-47 Combat Tribute Music Video, Columbine Dramas, VT Shooting Documentaries, Philippine Special Forces Fighting ISIS, Police Shooting Videos, Documentary on School Shooting Simulator. Let's go to February 12 to 13. Scenes from shooting video games with Pumped Up Kicks playing again. Columbine Documentaries, Active Shooter Training Video by Columbus Police Department, Russian Army Recruiting Videos, Pro-Ukrainian Army Campaign Video, Japanese Anime. So he'd like to have a bit of downtime. I put SpongeBob music over a school shooting. Oh my God. The search phrases.
I can't find that.
Oh, okay.
I looked, I tried to find that. I don't know what that was.
Okay. Search phrases include when a girl says, okay, school shooters, pistol grip shotgun. Can I buy a pistol grip shotgun in Florida? How long does it take for a cop to show up at a school shooting? Pekka shooting, that was in Finland. I want to die. Good songs to play while killing people. School shooting MV, is that? I think so.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. I mean, it's all there.
Yep. And there's nothing about afterwards. That's all about what he wants to do and everything. There's no, but it's just about being there. And, the Pumped Up Kids has to be there in everything as well. The SpongeBob thing was weird. So I think they were just sort of showing, because these were the search history that was shown in court, just to show what he was looking at. So I think that they were showing that it was a range of stuff. It wasn't just focused on this, like we have the porn and the anime and things like that. But he was even taking the piss out of it by saying things, like a school shooting with SpongeBob music playing. I mean, yeah. It's silly and sounds nonsense, and we can joke about it, but he's seeing shooting people as a joke, that he thinks that's going to be funny to watch.
Yeah. Well, during the same time, he decides to record himself as he begins to explain his plan. Now, in this video, we don't see his face. We only see his arm, which appears to have a plaster cast on it.
All right. Here's the plan. I'm going to go take an Uber in the afternoon before 2:40. From there, I'll go into the school campus, walk up the stairs, load my bags and get my AR and shoot people down at the main courtyard. I'll wait and people will die.
And people will die. It is rare for us to see this beforehand. It's like Columbine, Christchurch, etc. We only learn of their plans after they've occurred. Why do people like him make these recordings or manifestos?
Well, it's about externalizing their internal feelings. So he's not ready to put his face on camera. As far as I can tell, these weren't spread out on Facebook or anything. They were just on his phone, that he was going to post them, but then he didn't. So, had he done that, I think that they may have caught him a bit quicker. You know, but this is what loners do. They need to talk to someone, and these days kids talk to their phones. So they talk to them more than they talk to their parents, you know, and this is what happens. So this is what he's doing, that he's deciding what he's going to do, even down to he's going to catch an Uber to get there. So he's not even thinking about an escape plan, you know.
Yeah.
If you drive there, you can drive away, you know, like we saw in Christchurch. But, you know, he's just thinking, yeah, that's what I'm going to do, and people will die. And it's said just like as if he says, you know, have a Vegemite sandwich. It was just so plain. It wasn't exciting. It wasn't sad. It wasn't angry. It was just people will
Matter
die.
Matter of fact, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, next we hear the recording he made on February 11. This is 3 days before the massacre. And just note, there are some parts where the audio has been cut out.
Today is the day that it all begins, the day of my massacre shall begin. All the kids in school will run in fear and hide. From the wrath of my power, they will know who I am. I am nothing, I am no one. My life is nothing and meaningless. Everything that I hold dear, I let go beyond your half. Every day I see the world ending another day. I live a lone life, live in seclusion and solitude. I hate everyone and everything. With the power of my AR, you will all know who I am. I had enough of being told what to do and when to do. I had enough of being... programs. You will all see, you will all know who my name is. My love for you, Angie, will never go away. I hope to see you in the afterlife. From one day or another, you will end and we'll all die.
Do you reckon he wrote that down? Because his voice is sort of robotic. There's no fear, no emotion. It feels like he is reading.
Absolutely. I think he was, because there was a couple of times he sort of stopped, like, oh, is that what I was going to say? You know, he sort of catches himself a few times. And the fact that he says today's the day, and this was filmed 3 days before the shooting, I'd say it was prepped for him to load on the day. Mm. He just forgot to do it. So he was definitely making sure that what he needed to say was being said. So yeah, absolutely. I would not be surprised if that was being read, which is probably why he's not putting his face on camera at that point.
Now, he also mentioned Angie. Is that the name of the lady who was redacted in the previous, in the poems we read out?
That hasn't been confirmed. So they've refused to say who Angie is. We assume that it's someone that has rejected his advances, but it hasn't been confirmed that she was the ex-girlfriend. Though, I mean, well, we can kind of expect it is, but, you know, she doesn't need to have this on her.
No, for sure. Absolutely. His third recording, now this was made just shortly after the last one, and this time he actually films himself.
Hello, my name is Nick, and I'm going to be the next school shooter of 2018. My goal is at least 20 people with an AR-15 and a couple tracer rounds, so I think I can do a good time. Location is Stone Douglas in Parkland, Florida. It's going to be a big event. And when you see me on the news, you'll all know who I am. You're all going to die. Yeah. Can't wait.
You know, this is fanciful stuff. If it hadn't resulted in what we know it resulted, I'd be looking at him like, you're a dweeb of a kid. You've got these you've got these fantasies. But of course, he has the weaponry, he has the power to do this. He's, to me, that obviously wasn't written down. That was him just talking. And we saw the change in voice. Did you notice that? It was very different to what he read in the previous clip. It wasn't overly emotional, but it had emotion in it, if that makes sense.
He's excited.
He is excited. He is excited. And he's even got the Star Wars pew, pew, pew going, which makes it sound like he's going to go and play a computer game. I'm going to take you all out. But this is real life.
Yeah, I mean, if we saw that, we'd go, oh, stupid dickhead, you know, doesn't he realise that that's not a good joke to make? Like, hello, kids die and things like this, and you're out there making stupid peel-peel sounds? Like, really? And, you know, and that's what can happen because we go, surely he's not that stupid. And, well, you know, he is. He's an idiot, besides everything else abhorrent about him. But he's there, you know, laughing about it. You know, people will die. I can't wait. You know, he's excited. He's like, yep, this is happening now and I'm going to be famous. You know, I'm going to be, you know, everyone's going to know who I am. You don't know me now because I'm a nobody, but you wait because my name is going to be out there. And he's not thinking about that he might die in this. He's like, he knows he's getting out. So how he knows he's getting out, I have no idea. Well, what he did was brilliant, and it's a big fear of what he did because these kids, when they get taken out of the school, they all have their hands up. They're not allowed to take anything with them. These kids are treated as a threat until they can all be cleared one by one. And so he's running out with these kids who are terrified, worried that a cop might look at them wrong and they've, you know, looked the wrong way or something. Mm. They think it's him and they might shoot them. You know, there's that real scenario that happens. And so for him to just sort of wander in with the kids afterwards and know he's going to be famous and he's running with these kids, that would have been horrific. But we know that he was excited because that just shows the pew, 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 you know, I can't wait. He is ready for it. There's nothing else now. There is nothing else that is going to stop him. The plan is now going ahead.
The thing you have to take away from this is his reaction isn't normal. And that makes sense because a normal person wouldn't do these horrific acts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Thankfully, this isn't a normal thing. Yes, there is a lot of school shootings and there's a whole lot of arguments and debates of what we can have that we're not going to have here. And it's just the fact that these people can do this and they don't see it as wrong. They see the previous ones and how horrible everyone is feeling and how terrifying it is. And these mothers ringing their daughters and saying, play dead, you know, and he thinks, yeah, I'm going to be the next school shooter. Like, I'm it. I'm the next one. Like, you know, I'm going to be famous. And, you know, and there is the whole argument that we have, especially after Christchurch in New Zealand, that we had about not naming the perpetrators, but this is what this channel does. We actually look at the perpetrators and go through their confessions and everything. So that's what we do. But you know, is the thing now about school shootings that is going to be, oh, there's another one, you know. Yes, it's horrible, but there's so many of them that, you know, oh, now when was that one? Like, I don't remember that one. Oh, you know, Stoneman Douglas, don't remember that one. You know, is this what's going to happen? You know, we used to talk about like Columbine and Virginia Tech and things like that. And now that they're happening so often, are they going to move on? Like, is it this such an epidemic that it's going to cure itself because these people who want to do this sort of thing are going to be destructive in different ways because of people like Nicholas Cruz, who's a bit of an idiot, can be that successful? Well, what else is there? Because you don't want to be lugged in with him.
It's an interesting point. People that want to stand out are no longer standing out because these things happen are happening all the time. So last week we looked at the actual shooting. This week, we've looked at the lead-up to the shooting. And in the next episode, we're going to look at the moments right after the shooting and Cruz's actual arrest, Amanda.
Yeah, so it gets interesting. His brother gets arrested as well, which is a very interesting part of this. And I think that sort of shows how they were going to deal with it after they realised that they'd really stuffed this up from the very first moment of that first gunfire.
All right, it'll be a fascinating episode. That brings us to the end of this edition of Monsters Who Murder Serial Killer Confessions. Next week, we continue this journey, this fascinating journey. Amanda Howard, the Serial Killer Whisperer, thank you so much for your company. I'm Rob McKnight. We'll see you next time.
Hold up.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.